It's Before Paul Early, and this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back. Well, you know, we've all been hearing a lot lately about the goings-on at Twitter, especially with Elon Musk's changes at the top of the leadership for his platform. Not only a change at the top, but a change to a woman who's going to lead the company now, specifically Linda Yaccarino, has assumed that role of leadership at Twitter. Now, to be clear, she's immensely qualified to take that role. But nonetheless, the big question is, everyone's wondering, has she been set up for success or perhaps set up for failure? This is what a lot of people are wondering. And to help us get a handle on this, we've got Rebecca Knight joining us. Rebecca writes on the future of work as a journalist at Insider. Rebecca, as I said, there's no doubt about Linda's qualifications and capabilities, but this is not an easy role to assume for a lot of reasons. Tell us about the challenges she'll be facing and the likelihood that she'll achieve success in this role.
Well, you've just said it exactly, in that she is the former ad chief at NBC Universal. She is profoundly qualified for this role. If anyone can do this job of turning Twitter around, which it absolutely needs to be turned around, it's Linda Yaccarino. The issue is that there is a phenomenon in academic research called the glass cliff. And that is that when a company is in trouble, or if there is some kind of economic uncertainty going on, they often put women and also people of color in the top job. These are situations that they are already being set up to fail, because succeeding is already a long shot. The company's already in trouble. And so that's what some people are saying, that being in the CEO seat for Linda Yaccarino could be that she is being set up to fail.
Now, let's just drill down a little further. That's so interesting. Is there research, or have you been able to determine what it is and why it is that women and people of color are selected to be in these lead roles during times like these? What is it that is behind all of that?
Well, no one's quite sure. And to be clear, it's not as though women are being, and people of color are being, intentionally sabotaged. But there is some question that maybe, for example, the leadership qualities that women are known to have, and that is that they are good collaborators, they're good listeners, they're thought to be able to bring together different stakeholders to come to compromises and tackle hard things. That is what you need. You need that skill set when a company is having a hard time. And so it's understandable that a board might say, let's bring in a woman for this job. But the trouble is that the company's already in trouble, as I said. These are already some big structural issues that would be difficult for any CEO to do. And so when you are bringing in a woman or a person of color, they're already under a spotlight just because there are fewer of them at the helm of big companies. And so they are more likely to fail in these situations. And there are a lot of examples. I mean, this is not Linda Yaccarino on her own. Carly Fiorina at Hewlett-Packard, Marissa Mayer at Yahoo, Sue Gove. She just took over as the CEO of Bed Bath & Beyond last year when the company was on the brink of bankruptcy. It is now since filed for bankruptcy.
Right. Now, of course, many men who are hired into positions like these at times like these, you know, also fail. I mean, that's a given. And what we really want to do is try to understand why this phenomenon is apparently happening. I guess part of the equation really is tied to, what does it mean to fail? You know, I guess it's all relative to the objectives. If the objective is to stabilize the company and develop partnerships and collaborations and other things, but yet maybe the company doesn't grow excessively, is that a win or is that a loss? And is that succeeding or is that failing? What, in your own mind, based on your approach to doing the research and developing the story and so on, what does failure mean versus success?
Well, I would just go back to what you were saying about how when a man is appointed as CEO under these circumstances, when a company is in trouble and he fails, it's just not as big a deal. And the reason it's not a big a deal is because there are so many men
sure.
who lead companies.
Right.
And the fact is, there are just fewer women. Only about 1 in 10 CEOs of Fortune 500 companies is a woman. And so they are just under a magnifying glass. Similarly, people of color and people from underrepresented groups are also, they're just going to be more scrutinized. And in this case, in Linda Yaccarino's case, Elon Musk has been very vocal that he is going to be very active in Twitter's day-to-day. He's not going anywhere. So he's going to be up in her business, maybe giving his thoughts, giving his input, giving his advice. And so there's also a question of, will she even get to call the shots with Elon Musk leaning over her shoulder all the time?
Right. And of course, again, I believe that's just his nature, whether it's a woman leading a company of his or a man leading a company of his. That's the Elon Musk experience, if you will, with the circumstance, good and bad. No doubt about it. I certainly buy into that. Do you have statistics on women as CEOs, leaders of companies, failing versus men? I know there's a much bigger population of men, but by percentage, do we know the breakdown of women succeeding or failing versus men succeeding or failing?
I mean, I agree with your point that Elon Musk is an equal opportunity micromanager. In terms of those statistics, I think it would be difficult to, because of what you said earlier, which is what is failure, what is success? I mean, is making sure a company doesn't file for bankruptcy.
Right, right, exactly.
But it is really difficult. I mean, in terms of what you have done to successfully turn around a company. I think that in the case of Twitter, we'll know it when we see it. I mean, obviously the live stream disaster, it sure doesn't look like it's going in the right direction, but if she's still new in the job, I think that Twitter, if it manages to become the powerful town square that it once was, even just a couple of years ago, we will all recognize that. Right now, Twitter has a workforce of about 1,000 people. That's about the size of my high school. It's just not a big company anymore. So it'll be really interesting to see.
Yeah, no question. And of course, you know, some could argue Twitter was experiencing a downward trend prior to Elon Musk buying the company. But nonetheless, lots of issues there. Big challenges ahead, and Linda has taken a position where she will no doubt be not only in a spotlight, but a bright one at that. Well, all eyes will be on her. Again, maybe she's set up to fail, but boy, won't it be beautiful if she gets that big win in that bright spotlight. That will help, certainly no doubt, make clear that women are certainly every bit as capable. Not that that needs to be proven, but just to highlight the fact. As I say, she's in that bright spotlight. It'll be very, very interesting to see how this all plays out. Rebecca Knight, we thank you very much for bringing us the story. You are a future of work journalist at Insider. Well done on the story, and thanks so much for being on and bringing it to us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Rebecca. We're going to head to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.